So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the question of bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. If one may perform the initial bia on Shabbos, and explain that there are two possible issues. Chabura. During bia b'tchila, one is meitzi dam b'sulam, releases the blood, which is possibly considered making a chabura, a wound, which is prohibited on Shabbos. Asiyas Pesach. During bia b'tchila, one is oisa Pesach, creates an opening, which is possibly considered binyan constructing, which are prohibited on Shabbos. However, several factors and opinions must come together for it to be asur for either one of the two reasons. Therefore, asur livel betchila b'Shabbos mishum chabura, only if we hold dam chibur mechaber and ledam hutzarach, or halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda davish ein meskaven asur and misaken b'chaburahu, or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon mekalkel b'chabur chayev, or Asa livel betchila b'Shabbos mishum Pesach, only if we hold the Pesach hutzarach, or halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda davishe miskaben aser and misakenu etzla Pesach. Therefore, at this point, we have a shaila whether muta livel betchila b'Shabbos or aser livel betchila b'Shabbos. The Gemara in our daf continues and says, "Bebei Rav Amri, Rav Shari, v'Shmuel aser." It was stated in Rav's base medrash that Rav holds mutar livel betchila b'Shabbos, and Shmuel holds asur livel betchila b'Shabbos. Now, Rashi points out that the Gemara accepts the idea that lahanos atzma hutzarach, v'dam u'pesach memeil asi, his intent is to perform bia, and the chabura and pesach is certainly unintentional. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, davashim eskavim mutar. Therefore, the Gemara asks, v'har Rav omar lachak Rabbi Yehuda, Rav rules in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, davashim eskavim asir. If so, why did Rav rule mutar livel betchila b'Shabbos? The Gemara answers that we must say that Rav holds that one of the above-mentioned factors is lacking. L'hach lishna da amr dam mifkid pakid mikalkel hu etzla pesach. According to the opinion of the dam mifkid pakidi, there is no issue of chabura at all. And there is no issue of asiyas pesach either, because Rav holds it is a mikalkel. L'hach lishna da amr dam chibur mechaber mikalkel b'chabur hu. And according to the opinion that dam chibur mechaber, although it is a chabura, it is not aser because Rav holds that regarding both chabura and asiyas pesach, it is a mekalkel, and Rav rules in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda that mekalkel b'chabura pater. The Gemara mentions a machlokes of two brises regarding chasen b'mitzvas kriyashma. A chasen is pater, exempt from the obligation to recite Shema on the day of nisuin, because he is tarred b'tir de the mitzvah. His thoughts are preoccupied with performing an impending mitzvah. And while one is involved with a mitzvah, he is exempt from all of the mitzvahs. Both brises agree that if they did not cohabit on the first night, Leil Chamishi, he is pater mikrishma on the second night, Leil Shishi. The machlekes is in a case where they did not cohabit on the second night either. Tani chada, pater af b'shlishi. The first brisa states he is also pater mikrishma on the third night, Leil Shabbos. Tanya idach shlishi chayev. The second brisa states that he is chayev mikrishma on the third night, Leil Shabbos. There is a machlekes abaye v'rava as to the reasoning of this machlekes. Rava says, pligi ishari livel betchila b'Shabbos. They disagree in the halacha if one may perform the initial bia on Shabbos. The first brisa holds mutar livel betchila b'Shabbos. Therefore, b'shlishi pater mikrishma, because he is tarred b'tir de mitzvah. The second brisa holds aser livel b'tchila b'Shabbos. Therefore, b'shlishi chay b'kriyishma, because he is not tarred b'tir de mitzvah. Abaye says that they both agree that aser livel b'tchila b'Shabbos. However, although he may not perform bia leil Shabbos, he is tarred de loibol. He is distressed that he did not yet consummate the marriage, and b'tir de pligi, as Rashi explains. They disagree whether hamitzdar tzar shel mitzvah is considered tarred b'tir de mitzvah. The first brisa holds it is considered tarred b'tir de mitzvah. Therefore, b'shlishi pater mikrishma. The second brisa holds it is not considered tarred b'tir de mitzvah. Therefore, b'shlishi chayev b'kriyishma. Rava disagrees with this reasoning because he holds that it is certainly not considered tarred b'tir de mitzvah, but tarred b'tir de rishus, which does not exempt one from other mitzvahs. The Gemara cites another brisa which explicitly states, "Hakoynis es habesulo lo yivul betchila b'Shabbos v'chacham matirim." The Tanakhama holds aser livel betchila b'Shabbos, and the Chacham hold mutar livel betchila b'Shabbos. Rabbi explains, Man Chacham, Reb Shimon he, V'damar Dav Hashem Miskaven Mutter, as explained earlier. Although Maid Reb Shimon B'Psik Reisha B'lo Yamos, Reb Shimon agrees in a case in which the transgression is inevitable, such as severing the head of an animal, without intending for it to die, that he is Chayev. However, B'yi B'tchila is not a B'Psik Reisha, because Roiv B'kin Batia. Most people are familiar with performing B'yi B'tchila without causing Hoitzos Dam. This discussion of Livel B'tchila B'Shabbos continues in the next daf.